Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko with podcast number 65. It is August 9th, 2011. Today's topic, how to improve your relationships. I rarely give advice in my weekly blog post. I focus on the relationship between beliefs and conditioning and having the life you want to have. That's my real area of expertise. But there is one aspect of life in which I think I'm an expert, where I think I can give some very useful advice. How to improve your relationship with your significant other, a spouse or steady partner. Shelley and I have created an incredible relationship, and I think some of the things we do can significantly improve your relationship, although you might have to eliminate some beliefs in order to implement some of the suggestions. After Shelley and I had decided to get married, but before the wedding, she complained about the fact that I was already leading a couple of evening seminars a week and was thinking about taking on an additional one. She said that it didn't make sense for her to live with me if I was never going to be home with her. It wasn't a threat, but the clear implication was that it made no sense to her for us to live together if I was going to be away so often. I said, "I only have one demand if we're going to get married." Now, Shelley is not someone who does well with demands, so she responded with surprise, "Excuse me?" I said, "I promise I'll never cheat on you. I promise I'll never do anything I know will hurt you, and I'm willing to work on myself to fix anything that's a problem in our relationship. But if we're going to be together, as of this moment, you have to give up the right to leave. Your commitment has to be absolute. If you're going to marry me, I want your word that this is forever." I explained, "If we agree that we will never entertain leaving, then we will have to find a way to make our relationship work. As long as leaving is a possibility, then there'll never be a total commitment to making it work." Shelley was stunned. She told me later that she was terrified to make such a commitment. She had experienced the freedom of a single life for over 30 years. But she said that at that moment, when she chose to give me the commitment, it was as if a safe vault door was shut, and she was on the inside. She later told me that the freedom she had experienced when she made the commitment was amazing. In the early days of our marriage, when we did argue a lot and had a lot of disagreements, this commitment that we had both made always kept us focused on finding a solution instead of thinking that we could leave if it didn't work out. I've written about this next tip before, so let me review it briefly and give you a link to read about it in more detail. MortyLefko.com/love-unconditionally. When Shelley and I were living together, shortly before we got married, she asked me why I loved her. I answered her, "Just because I say so." She didn't like this answer. She wanted to know what qualities about her made me love her. I kept insisting that I only loved her because I said so, not for any particular reason. At some point, I explained what I meant. If I love you for specific reasons, then my love is conditioned on you being a certain way. If you stop being that way, or if you weren't that way at a given time, I wouldn't love you. But if I love you just because I say so, then my love is unconditional, and I can and will love you no matter what you do or don't do. I've repeated this to Shelley many times during the past 30 years, and I think it's finally okay with her. As a result of this unconditional love, whenever I haven't felt love toward Shelley at any given moment, I realize that I was not creating it and that it was up to me to figure out why and start creating it again. I wasn't blaming her for anything and I wasn't waiting for her to change in some way. That gave me complete control over the way I felt about her. In other words, there was not only nothing she had to do to make me love her, there was nothing she could do that would lead to me not loving her. I love a lot of things that Shelley does, such as the way she supports me, the way she loves me, the way we read each other's minds. But I don't love her because of those things. so I'm able to love her just as much when she doesn't do those things as when she does. This tip alone has me able to love Shelley 24/7, 365 days a year, regardless of what she does or doesn't do. It makes for an incredible relationship. Closely related to the prior suggestion is the importance of creating love for each other every day. I don't remember how much I loved Shelley yesterday. I just wake up and create loving her newly, every day. The first thing I say to her every morning is, I love you, which is usually the last thing I say to her before we go to sleep at night. I probably tell her how much I love her at least 5 times a day and frequently send her Google chats or emails that say, just in case you forgot, I love you massively. I find that the very act of saying I love you makes it easier to create that feeling in me. By the way, when I was editing this post, Shelley suddenly appeared in my office, walked over to me, kissed me, and then walked out. Does life get any better than that? As a result of implementing the relationship suggestions I've made above, Shelley and I have always had a very good relationship, even when we argued a lot in the early days. But even after eliminating all the beliefs we could find about ourselves and relationships, and after living the suggestions I've made in this post, there were still daily things that Shelley did that resulted in me feeling frustrated or annoyed with her. For example, when I married Shelley over 30 years ago, I was a mess. I had just been divorced for a second time and was getting depressed frequently. When we argued, my way of coping with my upsets was to withdraw, and not just for a few hours. I'd withdraw for a couple of days. Shelley, on the other hand, would get off of it, in other words, let go of the upset, in an hour or so, and then wonder why I was reacting to something that had ended hours or even days before. As I used the LEFCO method to eliminate beliefs and conditionings, the time it took me to let go of my upset decreased, until, like Shelley, I could get off it in an hour or so after the argument was over. At some point, we created a friendly competition to see who could get off it first. In other words, who would be the first person to let go of the upset totally and be back in relationship with the other person. I ultimately acquired the ability to do that during an argument, as opposed to after it was over. I was able to stop right in the middle of it and just smile and say, I'm sorry that whatever I'm doing is upsetting you. Is there anything I can do to resolve this? I love you. Now, here's what's important about what I was doing. I didn't say these words to placate Shelley or use extreme willpower while still being upset. I was able to stop the upset and then say words that were true for me. How did I learn to do that? I started asking myself what meaning I was giving Shelley's behavior and comments. I realized that my upset was due to the meaning I was giving her behavior, not due to what she actually said or did. And then I followed 2 steps to get rid of that meaning. First, I realized that Shelley's behavior had no inherent meaning. In fact, that I realized all events in the world have no meaning. Then, I asked myself if I could literally see the meaning I had given her actions and statements. Obviously, I could never see the meaning I had given. I could only see the events. So it became clear to me that the meaning existed only in my mind. What she was doing and saying had no inherent meaning. The only meaning was the one I had given it. As you know, if you've eliminated at least one belief using the LEFCO belief process, events that have no meaning can't make us feel anything. So the upset that I thought Shelley had caused was in fact caused by the meaning I had given what Shelley did or said. When that became real, the upset literally disappeared. For example, if your partner doesn't do something you asked her to do, and then you give the event the meaning you can't get what you want, you'll get angry. If you give the event the meaning that your partner doesn't care about what you want, you'll be hurt or upset. If you say that your partner's behavior has no inherent meaning, you'll feel nothing. You'll probably just calmly do what you needed yourself or ask your partner again if she'll do it. And that is something you can learn to do consistently with practice. Try implementing these 4 suggestions and then use the comment section below in my blog, MortyLefco.com, to let us know how they affect your relationship. Great relationships really are possible. And if you found this post useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefco.com. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. And for information about eliminating 23 of the most common limiting beliefs and conditionings, which cause 8 of the most common problems in our lives, and get a separate video of the Who Am I Really process, please check out recreateyourlife.com/naturalconfidence. Have a great week. I look forward to talking next week with the next podcast, number 66.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.